In Certain Circles, written by Elizabeth Harrower and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. I hear Russell laughing. His mother spoke in a troubled, haunted tone. Zoe moved instantly from her chair to sit on the rail of the veranda. She looked across the garden to the tennis court where four figures ran to the net and paused, arguing some fine point of order. "That's not so unusual. He laughs quite often. He makes me laugh often." It was impossible not to smile. Zoe adored him. But her mother's unnecessary grief did make her feel embarrassed. She had no talent for this sort of thing. After all, he was alive, unlike many of his friends. He was home from wars and in one piece. Having done history for matriculation, Zoe knew, and thought her mother might not realize as fully, that men had always been coming home from wars. It was more natural to rejoice. Certainly, she gazed in sudden depression at the four now running backwards to the corners of the court, like figures attached to a maypole. Certainly, the papers had for weeks and months been printing horrible facts, terrible facts. For a while, she hid the newspapers, and everyone was irritated and mystified and blamed a neighbour's dog, a cocker spaniel, famous for such depredations. Then, suddenly, they stopped talking about the dog, so Zoe knew that she'd been seen and gave up. Newspapers were awkward to dispose of anyway. For a week or so of warm weather, she was always going for walks, one arm held stiff against her side, sweating gently all over inside an enveloping coat. Over her shoulder, Zoe glanced at her mother with apprehension. For the years he was gone, perhaps dead, she had outwardly altered little. When he was restored to her, and her worst imaginings were not only publicly confirmed, but outstripped, she aged, fading visibly, as if some inner stiffening, some secret resource, had quite disappeared. She was quieter, paler, powdered over. Everybody noticed. Zoe felt it was not like her to be seen to be shaken. It made her seem weaker and mortal. Zoe was surprised and resentful. Now, against her hand, she could feel the warm stone of a supporting pillar of the veranda. She had been born in this house.